As we approach the month of Easter, a time when we remember when mankind killed Jesus Christ, Son of God, the Lord has determined that the year 2020 will be that time when he strikes and takes his vengeance so that mankind can see with 2020 vision the error of their ways. And whilst he is spreading his vengeful disease, killing thousands and spreading hysteria across the world, resulting in the cancellation of all public events, there is only one thing that even the Lord can't influence. Ladies and gentlemen, WrestleMania shall go ahead as planned.
Of the Dirty Sheets Week in Review. I am your host, Billy, and I am joined by my not regular colleague, but somebody who wanted to do the show with me this week, a guest you've heard from before, Mr. Umar Kankia.
Good afternoon, How's it going, guys? Hope you're all good. Yeah, we're here to talk coronavirus, WrestleMania, and all the things that is impacting on globally at this moment in time.
Unbelievably, WWE thinks they're in a fucking Survivor Series match, and they're the last event standing. We're doing this on Friday. We've deliberately waited. We're doing it in my hotel here in Essex. And me and Umar are both staying in this, Umar lives in this area. And I'm staying in this area because it's near my son. And I'm supposed to be going to WrestleMania in 2 weeks, which I had written off. And I'm trying to make calls through to Expedia, the travel company that I've booked through, which, by the way, you can't get hold of. I've been trying to call them for days, and they've literally got a message on there saying, unless you're going in the next 7 days, we won't handle your inquiry. Oh, we will not speak to you unless it's online. So I don't know what's going on, but I drew the conclusion that I was cancelling. My child, looking at the fact that the Premier League and everything else around us, the fact we were going Tottenham, Man United tomorrow, on Sunday, have all been cancelled. Even he has come to terms with the fact that it's not going to happen, a nine-year-old. But Vince McMahon is saying, nope, I'm not going to cancel my event. I'll cancel my XFL, which was weird because all that's not going on.
Yeah.
But I will continue to go ahead with WrestleMania until Tampa literally pulled the plug. And that's where I was expecting it to go. And the plug to be pulled. But the mayor of Tampa says, yes, we need to cancel events, but that doesn't involve cancelling events that are just a few weeks ahead, which is the most unbelievable statement. Apparently, they're going to relook at this on Thursday. What do you think the outcome of that's going to be?
Well, I think the issue we've got here is events globally are being cancelled left, right and centre. The Premier League this morning just announced that all professional football in England and Wales is to be suspended until the 3rd of April. La Liga in Spain have suspended their games. Italy have suspended Serie A. Germany, the Bundesliga, the French League. Then over in the States, you've got things like Major League Baseball. You've got NFL's season's out of it anyway, But XFL's gone now. The NBA is gone now. But yet, even AEW have said they're cancelling their shows in Rochester and Newark over the next couple of weeks, and they're going to be performing out of Jacksonville next week on Wednesday, and then the week after that, they still haven't made a decision. But yet, the WWE, the last man standing, literally the last man standing. I have no idea what is going on in Vince's head. I think this is very much a case of Tampa don't want to pull the plug because they've got way too much money to lose out of this. Vince doesn't want to pull the plug because it's Vince. So we're basically in a game of who's going to blink first. And I think next week is going to... I don't even think next week we're going to have a resolution as to whether
Mania is going to be happening. Let us run all the way to the end when make us even travel and then cancel week off.
I honestly can see Mania being cancelled with like 2 days to spare. Literally the day before the Hall of Fame, they'll say like, actually, it's not safe. We can't run this. We're going to cancel Mania. I know like you broke yesterday on the breaking news. There are some suggestions about what could potentially happen with Mania. It's going to be interesting because tonight, obviously, SmackDown is now going to be at the Performance Center. So it's going to be interesting to see the feel, the look of that. I'm guessing Raw must also be on the verge of being postponed as well, or at least going to be performing out of the Performance Center in the next week as well. So all of this just kind of compounds all of the issues that are going on, and it makes you wonder what is actually going on in the head of Vince McMahon. I think the fact that he's lost his two presidents, maybe if they were still around, maybe they might have spoken a bit more sense into him. But it's almost as if Vince is saying, you know what, fuck you, Corona. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah, it does seem like he's rising above Corona, almost, and they're getting a lot of negative publicity for it. The thing is that it could be down to the last people that blink, but the thing is that if neither of them do, this event surely has to go ahead, because it's going to be more of a public relations disaster to not do it at that point.
I don't know. I don't agree with that, because I think, you know, in light of what is happening, you know, we are dealing with a global pandemic right now. So for them to cancel last minute, yes, the publicity is bad for them because, you know, everyone else has not been waiting until the last possible moment, well, unless you're the Premier League, to cancel events. But, you know, I think they will still save a bit of face if they end up cancelling, even if it is towards, you know, we're getting very close to Mania rather than...
I'm not going
to
be very happy if I'm in the country.
No.
And they cancel the event.
But then it depends if you can even get into the country in the first place, because obviously, you know, here in the UK... Yesterday, we've had declarations by the Prime Minister about what Corona means and, you know, the whole issue around self-isolating now for 7 days. And Foreign Office today have issued travel guidance about travelling to certain countries. And I have a feeling, you know, Mania is 23 days away. This situation is so fast moving and fast changing that I think anything can happen.
There's a couple of variables there to look at. First of all... the fact that there's a European travel ban, which doesn't conclude till after Mania. The second thing is the fact that to break that one down a little bit more. It's not the second thing. Do they want to have the Mania go ahead without these European fans, who will make up around about 20-25% of the audience? And we'll address that secondly. Mm. The second thing is the actual. Time frame on this, where people are putting these suspensions of events in place from around about 14 to 30 days. The 14 day thing is applicable to Universal and Disney. It's applicable to the Premier League as of today. NBA haven't really put a time frame on it, but a lot of things being banded around is this 30 day number. So anywhere between 14 to 30. I believe 30 days was the sanction that was put in by the Florida governor, who said that he advised that no sporting events take place for 30 days. Mm-hmm. And then obviously 14 is what's been put in by Universal and Disney. Now, it varies, but are you expecting this coronavirus to be under control in this 14 to 30 day window, as is being projected by these people who are suspending these events for this period? And with WrestleMania falling bang in the middle of that, is that the hope that maybe, okay, so we're doing SmackDown in the Performance Center tonight, but it'll all blow over by WrestleMania anyways?
I think what's happening with the timeframes that are being given by governments and politicians and, you know, the World Health Organization at the moment, it's more about they're saying, okay, 14 or 30 days, because people right now have no idea how badly this pandemic is going to get. We don't have a cure for coronavirus right now. So
are they getting, where this guideline's coming? Is it coming from Japan? Because, or China, sorry, where they have gone into isolation and have a reduction in cases. So once we don't have necessarily a cure or a complete solution to this, are they just trying to gain control of the cases so that they can put people out into the public again, so it lessens the chances of catching it? Is that literally the only goal in terms of a reduction of this?
Well, I think looking at it from a UK perspective, I know certainly that the government have implemented this delay phase, because basically they're saying we need to contain it as much as we can. When we're saying it's inevitable, people will likely get this. You know, I think projection about 80% of the population are likely to contract corona at some point. But the whole point is they are putting these measures in place so that they've got more time to do research to try and get some kind of a solution to it, so that when it does hit peak, that the government are able to maintain and control because the weather should be better, NHS should be a lot better. So I think a lot of governments are taking that kind of stance in terms of trying to contain it. Now, the whole issue around Mania, and yes, it does fall slap bang in the middle of all these guidelines, is I don't think you can have a situation where you send fans across to Tampa, where, you know, Florida has had cases of corona. All it takes is one wrestler to contract corona. And that's it. You're done. Because you're going to have to put pretty much your entire roster in self-isolation. You know, because, you know, people move around in the locker rooms. We've got lots of couples.
Well, they touch.
Sorry?
It's tough. It's contact.
Yeah, exactly. Wrestling is a contact sport. So, you know, I think the fact that we haven't actually had anyone in either WWE or AEW contract corona is unbelievable anyway, given the nature of what they do.
I don't think they would come out, to be honest. I think they would be paid to a substantial amount of money to take time off.
Yeah, but I think, you know, in this day and age of the internet and fans and stuff, I'm not sure the likelihood of that being kept under wraps, because all it takes is a leak in the WWE or in AEW for it to get leaked out to someone. Doesn't matter how much money you've been paid. These things can get leaked out quite easily. You know, we find out stuff that's going on all the time. So, you know, I don't for one second believe that somebody could be paid off to the point where, you know, they're going to be off. Because let's just say, for example, if AJ Styles was to be diagnosed with coronavirus. So already you've got, that's pretty much the whole Raw roster. Because I'm sure he probably has interactions with everyone. You know, so that's the Good Brothers, that's The Undertaker, that's Aleister Black. And then if you think about who they've wrestled...
he passes out onto Undertaker. Undertaker's old enough to die from it. So.
Well, he's not in the age group that would be severely affected yet. But then, you know, so that's kind of the whole Raw roster pretty much will get decimated at that point. And I think there's no way you're going to be able to contain that. If you look at, for example, what's happened over here in football, you know, Chelsea, Hudson-Odoi, the Chelsea first teamer, he's got coronavirus. Now the whole first team have gone into self-isolation. Same thing with Leicester City, same thing with Arsenal, same thing now with Everton. I think Bournemouth is going down that route. So, you know, all you need is one case. It you don't need to have multiple people contracting corona for it to be a major issue. And I think the major issue for WWE is going to be, can they actually power through to put on a WrestleMania, which will satisfy the masses. I mean, will you have the fan base there? Possibly. The issues around, you know, for Tampa area, because obviously with such a large event, you're going to need the resources that are required. Are Tampa Bay going to be willing to provide?
Well, Tampa Bay are. That's the thing. Tampa Bay are supporting the continuation and nor the non-cancellation of this event. So at this point in time, he has turned around and said, yeah, we need to be vigilant and we need to cancel events, but not those that are coming up in a few weeks. And it's actually not even a few weeks. I think this, the wording to me, which I put in the group yesterday, sounds like he's making an excuse to carry it on, because it isn't a few weeks away. It's a month away, pretty much. And that would be a cancelable event in this kind of time frame. It would give you the opportunity to allow people enough time to cancel and to come back. Even if it was postponed for a week, it would qualify the Europeans to come back to still make it. So is that a viable option, where they postpone it still within the month of April, which would mean they just need to book one week ahead? Because the alternatives being discussed, which I broke on my podcast, doing a WrestleMania in June, which would entail various options. Number one, which would be just put it back to June and just continue to book these matches as they are all the way to June. However, the option to do a lengthy event does not exist in the Tampa Bay area due to the heat in Tampa Bay. Therefore, it would be a reduced hours Mania, a nighttime Mania, which would mean that you have to blow off some of these matches. And the rumor that I was told is that they would do a mini Mania at the Performance Center, main evented by Charlotte and Rhea Ripley. So that would be the headline match, and everything else would go underneath it, leaving approximately 6 to 7 for a reduced hours Mania in Tampa happening at night. They could then relocate the city. Or the other piece of news, the big piece of news I broke, was the $75 million offer from Saudi Arabia, which is the exact figure, around about the exact figure, that WWE expect to make in profit from this event. But that comes from hard work, media appearances, and putting money in, doing access. So to take it to Saudi Arabia, there would be no access. Obviously, Saudi Arabia are barely making any money on this. In fact, I don't think they do make any money from WWE. I think it's all publicity because there's no way they make the money back on the figures that I've heard from previous events, such as paying Brock Lesnar to $1 million to beat Ricochet in 10 seconds. So they don't make their money back on it anyway. It's all publicity, and they want the publicity of WrestleMania. They've always wanted WrestleMania. They want a WrestleMania in this 10-year deal. This represents an opportunity to get it. WWE get all of their money back, $75 million, but a shit ton of bad publicity and a whole bunch of hatred from wrestling fans who were supposed to go to this event because Americans and Europeans cannot get into Saudi, but Saudi are only carrying 45 corona cases and zero deaths.
Yeah, I think the viable options, really, from an aesthetic point of view, I'm not sure that they will want to go down the route of having a Mania in the Performance Center.
There is no money in that for them. That's absolutely not going to happen.
Yeah, so I don't think they'll do that.
But that two-part Mania is what I was talking about in terms of the before. Let me just clarify. There is no discussions at all, and it will never happen. There will not be an empty arena Mania. There will not be a Mania in a Performance Center, other than this two-part option, which is a special event for free on the network to blow off half of the card, and then the other half of the card takes place in the arena because, as I said, Tampa Bay can only take a Mania that starts between around about 6 p.m. However, that does still give you about 4.5 hours to do your show. So if you stop being morons and putting on these battle royals and trying to do these multi-man Intercontinental and U.S. tag matches, you get a better Mania out of it. So,
yeah. I think the two-part Mania, I just think I'm not sure that will work necessarily. Basically, we've been gearing up towards certain feuds being blown off. I don't have any faith in WWE that unless they shut down because of the whole corona stuff and it's like, as you were, and they kind of pick back up again in like May, that's when I think a June Mania is going to be
But
viable.
If they announce no more matches, Umar, like literally they just keep it as it is, obviously with the exception of Edge and Orton, which is not official, but if they just go with the matches that they have, they can get this into a 4.5 hour show in June.
Oh, no, 100%. I think they can do. The question is whether they've got the writing and the creative ability to continue these storylines.
Oh, absolutely not.
Over the next 3 months.
Zero.
The only way that can be possible is if Corona basically puts them in a position where they're like, you know what, we can't do any live events across the country. You know, I already read earlier this afternoon that they've had to cancel house shows in Toronto. And I think that's going to start to become more of a trend for them. And in New York as well. Yeah. So, you know, if that's happening, and then in the arenas that they want to go into, unless WWE are going to be like, you know what, we're taking advice from the government.
But this puts even more pressure, though, on WrestleMania, because the thing is, they're probably thinking that we can save our financial quarter with this one event. Because if they take WrestleMania out, plus all these other house show hits, they're in big trouble. Like, that share price, for all the time where we were looking at it going so high and past the $90 a share mark, we could be going back down to the $20 shares or lower.
No, I accept that. But I think the publicity around it is going to, the negativity around it is going to be huge if they were to proceed with Mania. Because you then have a situation where they are doing Mania pretty much against the advice of what the World Health Organization are saying and potentially against the advice of what the government are saying, number one. If a fan was to contract Corona and then die, and then it's linked back to the fact that this fan attended WrestleMania, got Corona at WrestleMania.
Would you not insert liability waivers now to every single ticket holder in terms of saying, you need to tick this box, otherwise your ticket is invalidated?
Well, no, because clearly the WWE are going against what advice is being given. So you can't then, they can't.
But it's advice.
It's advice. But then right. I think it's not fair to then basically turn around and say, well, we're doing this because basically we need to make sure our quarter works out well and we don't get messed up with our money. And if you attend, basically, if you die, that's on you for dying. Mm-hmm. But actually, you know, if you think about it, well, no, partly it's on you for putting on the event in the first place.
Right.
And then forcing people to have to make that choice.
You know, in a weird way, this reminds me of going into Big Brother, where, and I'll tell you why, it sounds like a weird analogy, but before you go into Big Brother, they make you sign a waiver which says, we are not responsible for, basically says, to paraphrase, We're not responsible for your mental health at all after this, be it if you kill yourself or anything like that.
Mm.
You tick this box and you fill out this form the day before you go in.
Mm.
This is after a process where you've been trying to get into this house since January. It involves an audition process at the Emirates Stadium with 20,000 people. Mm. It involves being called back for a group activities. It involves being having a 1 minute interview with the producers on that day.
Mm.
It then involves being called back for a 1 hour interview with the producers. It then goes through psychological testing, psychiatric testing, and then going away to France where you're monitored by a chaperone, which they tell you they send you there so no one knows that you're going in, which is dumb because people are more aware that you're out of the country, so they suspect even more that something's going on with you. The real reason is, which I've come to learn, is that the chaperone is monitoring you to see that your personality is consistent with the personality that you auditioned with. After going through all of that hell from June all the way up until May, when you are literally 3 days away, you sign a liability waiver, which you are 100% not going to refuse at that point because you are desperate to go in. This would be the same in terms of you're looking forward to this event, you're looking forward to this event, you're looking forward to this event. They say, yeah, you can come to the event because we're still going to do it, but you need to tick this box or you're not allowed to come. Yeah. They are going to get a lot of ticks.
Yeah, they will get a lot of ticks. But then I think, you know, from a PR perspective, if I was advising WWE, from a PR perspective, this is going to look like shit. Because even if somebody was to tick that waiver, if they were to die, you know, no amount of, well, you know, here's a liability clause, this is what was going on.
Right.
You know, that's not going to save them out in that situation. And I think that's going to impact on their relationship with Fox, more than likely USA Network.
What about, I'm just thinking of these alternatives. So a couple more, I'll let you talk about them collectively rather than cutting you off. Protective equipment provided by the company per person, which would accumulate to them spending between $10 to $20 per head if it was good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Shit stuff, obviously, would just be the basics and masks and rubber gloves, but I'm talking good stuff that they could wear for a show. And an implementation of spaced out seating where people would sit further away from each other, producing some kind of like gap between people. And then the last one would be to have people tested prior to the event, and you would have to produce your test before you came in, which would mean getting to the arena or the stadium, sorry, way, way before the event started, but it would allow you to continue it. I mean, I don't know if these are logistical, but
I think the first one, the first and second one, you're looking at it from the perspective, like, yeah, from a health perspective, yeah, those sound like great ideas, but let's be real. Kevin Dunn, Vince McMahon, on an aesthetic basis, can you imagine what that's going to look like when you've got 90,000 or, you know, let's say 60,000 people in face masks in the Tampa Bay.
Well, they wanted a mask record. They wanted to book Sin Cara versus Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania 28, and one of them was injured. So.
But, you know, again, from a PR perspective, that just looks horrendous. Like, literally, we are flying in the face of every bit of advice that we've been given, and yet we're putting on this event, and here you go. You've got 60,000 people in face masks out for a wrestling event, cheering it on. Even, like, with the spacing issue, they don't like, you know, how many times have we been to tapings where they are taping off like the top section and whatnot? They don't like having that visual of the arena looking empty or kind of half full. So those two options aren't really going to be credible. The third one you were saying, it was, just remind me again, it was to...
It was to, as for everybody that needed, everybody who wished to attend needed to come in with a negative test.
Again, you know, testing isn't even available widely at the moment. There's no way you're going to be able to administer, let's say for argument's sake, including WWE staff, let's say you need to administer 70,000 tests. How are you going to do that? You know, okay, somebody might have tested negative for corona 2 days before the event, but you don't know that they haven't then subsequently contracted it. Like,
well, that's like this is like a porn industry.
Yeah, so
it's like the porn industry. You need to produce your, you need to have a test every 14 days.
Yeah.
But what if you contracted an STD the day before the porn shoot?
Yeah, well, again, so I think this is the issue.
Funny,
I think
how this all intertwines into things I've been involved in before.
There's a lot of correlation there, really.
Yeah.
I think, you know, from a WWE perspective, you know, again, from a PR perspective, they might have to do one of two things. Either they're going to have to take the hit on this and say, you know what, we have to postpone Mania until June.
But what about even then? What about not? What about just 30 days? What about the week after?
Well, again, there's no guarantee. The way that Corona is moving at the moment, you know, even for me, the way I'm reading what's happening.
I know what you're saying, but then why are they giving these barometers of 14
to 30 days? It's a time issue because they need to work out what the hell is going on.
So you don't think they're following suit of Japan? Basically, I'm looking at it in a very business-orientated way where the governments and people can justify continuing to make money in their countries and boosting their economies and justify it by saying, hey, look, the line went down. And while we have a continuing upward movement, which we do right now, if they can create a downturn in the line within this 14 to 30-day period, which they will with isolation, they can continue on their events. And WWE will fall into that and will be the beneficiaries of that once we see the line move down, which we will. But experts, because I've watched a lot of videos in this, are predicting that China, well, as soon as they go out in public again, are going to recontract the virus.
Yeah, but I think there's also the issue of we don't know for sure the true numbers of people that have got corona. Even in China, like there's been talks about the fact that they've probably undersold how many people have actually got corona. Even yesterday, the Prime Minister over here in the UK casually mentioned that he thinks maybe up to 10,000 people have got coronavirus in the UK. So
I don't trust anything he says.
Well no, we know that. Yeah, but, yeah. You know, but if he's coming out with statistics like that, and then you're applying that in the context of somewhere like America, which obviously is a much larger country with Tampa, I just think there's way too many variables that I feel that even pushing it back a week is not enough. I think my take on it, when I saw that the Premier League announced they were suspending games until at least the 3rd of April, my reading into that was, we're doing that because now almost probably a quarter of the league clubs have contracted corona, so we need at least that two-week period. Plus, we need to work out what's going to happen, because if this continues to grow at the rate that it's growing, what is the likelihood of us being able to play any more games this season? Are we going to have to end the season? What does that mean in terms of the winners, the European places, relegation, etc., etc.? So for them, it's buying time to have those discussions with the chairmen of the various clubs to come to that decision. With this, with Mania, I mean, the fact that Vince has taken the view of, okay, I'm going to suspend XFL, but come hell or high water, which I'm not surprised about, because anyone that knows and follows Vince McMahon and understands how his mind works, this is the same guy that a wrestler died on his show during a live pay-per-view and he still continued the event. So the fact that that can happen, I know that was 21 years ago, the fact that that can happen means that for him, Mania literally has to be, I think it would have to be an executive order that's signed by the president telling him he can't do WrestleMania for him not
to
do
Mania. The president who's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So I think that's the issue. I think probably a less contentious way to ensure that Mania does take place is maybe taking up that offer from the Saudis. Yes, it will create a huge backlash in the interim, but I think, you know, a lot of wrestling fans are quite fickle anyway, so they will forget a lot of this stuff, and it's like, okay, yeah, we had Mania in Saudi, but, you know, it was in
I think June is preferential to that within the company, from what I'm hearing. So
yeah, but again, it depends on how bothered they are about the fact that it's gonna impact their bottom line for this quarter. So if it's a money thing, they probably will push.
Do you not think that the television can be sustainable to that time? For example, in the past, we've had things like Saturday night's main event. We've had long roads to WrestleMania, and nowadays we have these two pay-per-views in between Rumble and Mania, which I don't particularly love. But do you not think, would certain part-timers being involved in this went Goldberg versus Roman Reigns, John Cena versus Bray Wyatt, Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre, this would only involve an additional two appearances from the likes of Cena and Goldberg and Brock and Undertaker and Styles as well? I feel genuinely that these matches can survive. All five of the top matches, ironically, have a part-timer in them. I'll break them down for you. Lesnar, Goldberg, Undertaker, John Cena, and Edge. They're five part-time performers in the top five matches. It's a real backward step in a way because we move past this. But Becky and Shayna, I think, is the only top match that has two full-timers in it. Yeah. So these five matches, I believe, can survive until June.
Yeah, but I think...
Whoever books them.
Yeah. I think it could, but if I was WWE, I think what I would probably do, if we're not going to push ahead with doing Mania and postponing it till June, the fact that you can't really do anything anyway because arenas left, right and centre are now shutting you down, maybe you might have to say, you know what, we're going to have to put an enforced break in for WWE for the next month or so. You know, let's shut things down for a month. You know, let wrestlers just be with family, just chill out, have a kind of break and whatnot. And then let's get back to it again in like mid-April. And then we can restart the build for Mania going into June. And I think that in itself might go some way to kind of alleviating things a little bit. I know people are going to say, well, you know, WWE is like one of the last things that
people can enjoy. Yeah, the fact it's never happened. Yeah.
But we've never had this situation before where we've had a global pandemic that has shut things down.
We had 9/11, we had the Gulf War. we had things that they just powered through. In fact, they made characters out of them. Yeah. So they had, we've had Sergeant Slaughter and Muhammad Hassan. So I wouldn't be surprised if we had a Chinese heel.
Yeah, but I think the issue is more to do with the fact that, you know, if you can't get people, if you can't get the arenas to let you perform in them,
of course.
Are we going to see for the next 6 weeks, are we going to be saying, well, Raw, NXT and SmackDown are going to be all coming from the Performance Center?
Well, in regards to that, tonight they're saying the Performance Center will take place without fans. Yeah. So that's even going to be different to the one that we saw on Wednesday. How will that work? If there's no one to react to what you're saying, that's going to have a very weird feel.
I have a feeling that tonight's SmackDown is a test run to see how people, and I think WWE are going to be monitoring over the weekend to see how people react to what this SmackDown is like. Obviously, it's a shorter show. It's 2 hours. They're going to be able to see what fan reaction is like. They're going to be able to try some new stuff out and see, okay, we've got no interactions from fans, which kind of makes or breaks shows generally. So it's almost going to be like a dress rehearsal for a theatre production that they're going to be putting on,
right,
that we get to see. So I think they're going to be monitoring that. And then depending on what happens with Raw, I'm not sure where it's coming from. Is it Detroit on Monday?
Detroit was the SmackDown.
Raw's emanating from, but that could have a huge bearing because obviously it's 316 days.
Well, it does seem like West Coast is... Yeah, of course, it's 316 days. It's in Washington. Isn't it on Washington? No, let me have a look.
Yeah,
a
second.
I'll find out.
If it is going to be, you know, it's 316 day. So what happens if Austin turns around over the weekend and goes like, you know what, fuck this, I'm not flying out, I don't want to get corona, I'm not doing this.
Right.
What do you do then? You know, what happens if a wrestler gets corona over the course of the weekend that happens to be on the Raw roster? I think either Vince needs to be proactive about this and say, you know what, we're going to shut things down and we're going to tell everyone, you know what, just chill out. Just do what you need to do. We're going to ride this out, wait until mid-April, and then let's reevaluate things at that point. Or his hand is going to be forced because somebody will contract corona in his company and then they'll have no choice but to shut down. So, you know, Vince, be like what everyone else is doing right now. You know, listen to the advice that's being given. Take advantage of having to, you know, being able to shut things down for the time being. Take a down period. There's nothing wrong with that, you know, just having a bit of a rest period. Everyone else is doing it. You know, corona is a big thing. Let it happen, and then you come back to it in a few weeks' time, you know, and hopefully we'll be in a much better position to understand exactly what is going on, how things are shaping up, and what the new response is, because every day the response to this virus changes. So for you to kind of be flippant and just be like, oh, let's wait and see what's going to happen next week, because inevitably what's going to happen is the mayor's going to come out and say, well, yeah, this is where it's at. We're going to come back to it again next week. And then you're running into like 14 days before.
So you think they're just going to put out another extension?
I think they will. I think they'll put, unless there's a huge spike in corona cases in Tampa, they will just put out another extension. And I truly believe that they will get to the Monday before Mania and be like, okay, this is what we're doing. And either be like, okay, we're going to have to cancel. I know people have started to fly over. Nothing we can do about it. Sorry. We can't refund you your money or anything like that, but sorry. Here's a T-shirt for your troubles. Or they are going to literally take it up to the last point, because if the Hall of Fame inductions take place on the Thursday, SmackDown takes place on the Friday, then, you know, yeah, I think it's safe to say Mania will be happening. But when you're talking about states like New York banning gatherings of more than 500 people, Hall of Fame regularly attracts thousands.
Okay, it's Pittsburgh, I should have known that. Washington was last week.
So
we're returning to...
The back in the Northeast, which, you know, New York is a neighbouring state of Pittsburgh. So, you know, there is nothing to say. Anything can happen in the next 3 days. So I would not be surprised if Raw comes out of the Performance Center. Obviously, this week, NXT only came out of the Performance Center because Full Sail was not available. Full Sail being a university, you know, a campus full of people that might be able to contract corona. So that could be an issue anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't see them going back to the Performance Center. But I believe that this is going to be a test run to see how things play out.
Very good ticket sales for this Raw on Monday, by the way. It's a complete sellout, apart from a few seats in the 200s. So,
yeah, I mean, it's Austin, isn't it? So, you know, Stone Cold will sell out arenas. There's no question about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, they need to make a decision. And I think they will decide based on, you know, what's going to be happening and how they're going to run with it, basically.
So we'll finish up by just calling it here. Do you think the WrestleMania goes ahead or doesn't go ahead? I'm
calling it. I'm saying I don't think it's going to go ahead. I do not think that...
What's the alternative out of the ones that we discussed,
I think if they're concerned about their bottom dollar, Riyadh, WrestleMania's coming. If they're not concerned and they feel they can ride it out, it's going to get postponed until June. And then I think what we might see potentially is maybe a special... Like you said, a pre-Mania, but not necessarily at the Performance Center. Maybe where Money in the Bank was meant to take place. So maybe splitting Mania into two. So kind of part one is in May and maybe combining it with Money in the Bank. And then you're blowing off some of those matches and then Mania itself taking place in June.
So you think Money in the Bank can go ahead of WrestleMania?
What, in May? I mean, we're talking 2 months away. So if the situation is contained... I do believe that Money in the Bank potentially could happen. And actually, that might be a better way to bridge it back to Mania anyway, in terms of storyline writing. You know, so you could have... Because Money in the Bank is treated as one of the big five, really, if you think about it. So you've got a big event, potentially pre-Mania.
I think with the other way, we're down to big three, but yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you could have that and then you could be like, okay, great. We're having this event, so we've got Money in the Bank, so we can blow off a lot of these matches, like the kind of the minor matches. Have Shayna, I'd put Shayna and Becky on the main Mania card. So maybe Ripley, Charlotte Flair, main event in Money in the Bank, and then Mania coming in June, not long after that.
For me, I feel somehow, some way, they will get it done on April 5th. I don't know whether it'll be on Saudi or Tampa or how they're going to go about it, whether it'll be people wearing masks or them providing them, or I just feel that this company is somehow going to power through past negative publicity and all sorts. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be a really interesting week for everything outside of the ring, more so than inside. But obviously, SmackDown tonight is going to be something to see as well, coming at you from the Performance Center. We're going to see something like we've never seen before as well. I've been Billy, he's been Umar. It's been This Week in Review, although we've not actually reviewed anything that really happened, because obviously we had Edge returning this week, but really it doesn't seem relevant to look at any of that stuff until we know where we're heading with WrestleMania overall. So we'll be back next week. I'll be back with Cav to talk about this Performance Center SmackDown and whatever they do for Raw featuring Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's it for me. Thanks for listening, guys.
Cheers.